gum, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into October, October 1st, 2025 edition, your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Man, did I have the wrong information yesterday about the wild card playoffs. Totally apologize. First of all, the host team is hosting all three games across the American League, National League, every division. Tigers will be in Cleveland today for game two and tomorrow game three. They're not going to go back to Detroit today and then fly back to Cleveland tomorrow. The host teams are hosting all three games. That's number one. Number two, Tarek Skubal pitched his butt off yesterday, only allowing one run, 7 2/3 innings, struck out 14 batters, which tied a postseason record for the Detroit Tigers with another previous time. I forget who the pitcher was, what year, but he was phenomenal. And then, leading 2-1, heading into the bottom of the ninth inning, our nemesis, Ramirez, came up to lead off the inning. Hit a rocket up the middle. Shortstop, Javi Baez, dove, stopped the ball from his knees through a perfect one hop to Torkelson at first base, who did a sweeping move with his glove. Why he did that, I have no idea. He didn't have to sweep it. It was a perfect one-hopper coming in about, shin high. All he had to do, I know because I used to play first base, was stretch and catch the ball, and Ramirez would have been out. Their best hitter, the guy that is just the biggest pain in my butt from Cleveland, would have been out. But no, Torkelson had to do a hot dog sweep move catch to catch the ball and whiffed. Nicked the ball just enough to send it down into almost the right field corner. Down by the tarp. Well, right fielder Wenzel Perez comes running in. But by then, it was too late. Ramirez was running his butt off like a jackrabbit, made it all the way to third, no outs. Scores 2-1. I'm going, oh, my God. We're going to lose this game after what Tarek Skubal just did? No. No, God, no, please. It can't happen. Brought in Vest, the closer. Should have had one out, nobody on. Ramirez is standing on third with no outs. Strikeout. Then the next batter hit a tapper coming right back to Vest, who snared it. Ramirez halfway home. He was going to score the tying run. Vest did exactly what you're supposed to do. Run right at the player. Don't be tossing the ball around. Run right at him. I'm going to tag you out. I'm coming for you, dude. Force him to either break toward home or break towards third. Well, Ramirez didn't think he had a snowball chance of Vest then throwing the ball to the catcher, Big Dingler. So he ran him back toward third, act like he was going to throw it to the third baseman, faked him out, and tagged him out. Two outs, runner on first, struck out the last guy. Tigers won 2-1. Game two today at 1 o'clock.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress. Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment here on this Hump Day Wednesday. Usually we have Dr. Jeff in the house, Ask the Vet from Sioux Animal Hospital up there in Sioux St. Marie. But today we have somebody else. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Dr. Caitlin.
I knew it was, and I just wanted you to say those beautiful words. Doesn't that sound so good, Dr. Caitlin?
Feels good to finally be here.
Yes.
No more soon to be.
No more soon to be, Dr. Caitlin. I want to just real quick, Caitlin, go through that final process with you, because Dr. Jeff had mentioned that your schooling was done and that you were basically out there on some kind of rotation where you had to do kind of like your internship or whatever. Can you explain to young people right now that might be listening, or grandparents that may be wanting their grandkids or their children to come and work with you guys there at the Sioux Animal Hospital? Can you explain that last year of your internship? Once you're done with schooling, once you did everything, you did your undergrad, you did your vet school, but you had to go out and actually be in the real world, and explain that process so that maybe they understand what their kids or grandkids could go through if they decide to become a vet.
Yeah, absolutely. So I finished my undergrad, followed by 3 years of vet school. The fourth year, you go into your clinical phase. So that's where you've learned all the book knowledge you're going to learn, the normal anatomy, the diseases, all of that. And then you need to learn how to apply it, how to be the doctor, how to think through the whole process. So it's kind of like being a detective. As you're going through school, you're asking the right questions, getting to the bottom of the cases, and now we get to ask those questions to the client instead of our professor.
The client has the animal. So now you're examining, like Dr. Jeff, he always puts his hands immediately on Mr. Snoop. You know, first thing he does, he's petting them, you know, and he's making sure everything's copacetic and Mr. Snoop's cool. He stops shaking, you know, and he earns his trust. But then, you know, got a little like a fatty tumor or maybe a mole or something that might need to be removed. He's actually touching that kind of stuff, but then he's asking the questions. So you're saying that fourth year, in order to become a doctor of veterinarian medicine, this is actually something you're doing towards your degree, towards your diploma, but you're actually doing with real people.
Correct. So we have all of the doctors at, for me, Michigan State, that are trained to be both their own doctor, you know, in their profession, and they're there to teach us. So we go in together, we start asking questions. Like you said, we're petting on your dog. 90% of the exam is done before me and the client are even done talking. I've already done most of my exam. I'm petting, I'm looking at eyes, I'm looking in the ears, I'm checking teeth, gum color, all that. And so by the time I get the full history, I'm taking in all this information from the client, I've already done half of my exam.
Sure.
And it kind of leads you into, oh, okay, their concerns are here. Let's dig a little deeper. And then we kind of round out the appointment that way.
Right,
and then,
right.
We've gathered all our information. Now we need to move on to what diagnostics do we run and get through that whole process. And all this time, every time we step out in the hall, our senior doctor is going, hey, great question. Ask them this as well. It would have led you down this path to more, you know, potential diseases that we need to test for. And so they're coaching you through that process for that entire last year so that you can fill in the blanks of, you know, what you might have missed.
Gotcha. So he's telling you, or she's telling you, you need to act a little bit like Columbo, the private eye that always, he walks away. Okay, thanks a lot. Oh, wait a minute. I got one more question, right? So that's the process you go through. Now, I've got a hypothetical here that I'm dealing with, and logistically, after I get off the show, I'm so crazy busy. You guys are busy trying to schedule it. Mr. Snoop is due from some shots, I believe. But anyway, he was outside. Now, this is going to be, I'm going to say, oh, God, I think it was last summer, actually, or last fall, about this time. And he cornered a skunk. And that skunk got him point blank range, right in his face. I mean, his muzzle, he's a mixed breed American bulldog that bred with a mixed breed Dalmatian English pointer. His breeder put him and his litter brothers and sisters out on the streets of Jacksonville, Florida literally just to get rid of the litter, and they roamed the streets of Jacksonville for over a year. So he's a rescue, and he's very nervous. Well, the poor guy, he looks like a Dalmatian, but he's got the pink lips and the pink eye like American Bulldog. And, you know, he's the sweetest dog. Well, this skunk got him right in the muzzle. And he comes running to me, and he's like, "Dad," and his muzzle's all black. The white is now black face. I'm outside with the garden hose. I've got hydrogen peroxide. I got baking soda. I got Dawn dish soap, and I'm washing them down like five times and rinsing them. He's developed this kind of little tiny, I'm going to call it maybe like a scabby mole on the right side of his face, that every time I brush him or I clean it, I get a scent of that oil from the skunk. And this has been a year. And in addition, he gets this hacking cough in the middle of night, sometimes 3 or 4 in the morning. And it's like, you know, and I'm going, what? I got to get him up to see either Dr. Caitlin, Dr. Jeff. With me just giving you that bit, is there, number one, that little skin taggy, scabby thing on his cheek? Is that a possibility that that was a storage pocket for that stupid skunk oil? Is that even a possibility, number one?
It could be. Dogs can get kind of like clogged pores just like people can.
Okay.
And it could have formed like a dermal cyst there where you have the dog's, you know, oils that it's producing and skin cells trapped in there with some oil.
Yeah.
The other thing is anytime there's moisture, whether you're like picking at it and there's a little bit of blood gets on it, or you're wiping at it with a cloth, anytime something gets wet after being sprayed by a skunk, it can be 6 months to a year and you still smell that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. A lot of that hair honestly needs to come out, fall out, and be replaced before that smell is truly, truly gone.
Going to be gone. And then what about this hacking cough, or is that possibly something else, not a result of the skunk spraying him?
Yeah, I would say probably unlikely related if it's gone on this long.
Yeah.
Different irritants can sometimes cause that. They can have, you know, a little bit of tracheal, like laryngeal spasms, or the trachea gets irritated, and that can kind of cause that coughing. That kind of like right in the back of the throat, phlegminess.
Now, is that something that is maybe like bacterial that just give them an antibiotic and it would dry it up? Or is it something that might require surgery?
It could go either way. There's a lot of different things for very vague symptoms that, again, you got to get your hands on there and take a look.
Yeah.
And
you got to open up his mouth and get your flashlight in there and look down his
pretty
throat.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay.
And he's actually considering getting a endoscope right now and kind of looking at, you know, how heavy the demand would actually be for something like that in our area, where we can take that little teeny tiny camera and go down the throat and see, is there something in there or not?
Oh, okay. Another investment Dr. Jeff is thinking about making. God, I can't believe how expensive all that equipment is that you guys have there. Man, he walked me through the expanded area. Last time Vicky and I were up there in the back where you guys are like putting the holding stalls for the animals and all kinds of things. And then he showed me the laser. Then he showed me the dental room. And I'm like, Jeff, dude, this is like, you've invested so much money in all this technology. You've really expanded. He goes, oh yeah, compared to when I bought it, man, we've grown tremendously and invested a lot in this technology. Now, that one scope you just described going down Mr. Snoop's throat, well, I mean, ballpark number, if you know, how much is that sucker going to cost?
Ooh, probably tens of thousands.
Unbelievable.
And it's, you know, it's something that, sorry, if we can invest in that to give you guys better care for your pets, you know, and we can offer that here. You don't have to go, you know, 4 or 6 hour drive and a hotel stay. And
So,
is it going to be, you know, obviously there's going to be a cost to the procedure, but the overhead cost for us is significantly more than we pass on.
Sure, absolutely. Well, hopefully it's something that works and that you can use and improve service for the clients, and then, of course, get a rate of return of investment, and that Jeff's got to analyze all that with you, and you guys have to talk it over. Well, that's interesting because I'm like, okay, I got to do it. You know, I'm in Torch Lake down here in Antrim County. You know, I'm a couple hours up to you guys, and it's like, I got to schedule it. It's like, I just got to plan a day and get up there and see you guys. So, let me ask you this quick question. I do have a text that just came in. Dr. Caitlin wanted to make sure, because Jeff had said that you had, as a young person, an interest in large breed animals, in whether it was 4-H or whatever it was that you were involved in. So you're actually looking at being able to go out and do these farm calls with Dr. Jeff. Is that a correct statement?
I'm actually doing farm calls on my own. So on Monday afternoons, I am doing more of the livestock side of things. I still see horses. I love seeing the horses.
Yeah.
And he's kind of primarily taken over the horse cases on Thursday afternoon. So we have two farm call days now. We're both going out in the farm truck. And that way, if we have, you know, injuries or long-term care, we can kind of share those cases and do bandage changes twice a week. Whereas before, people would have to haul into our clinic to get that type of care just because the demand, you know, was too high on the small animal side.
Sure. So, okay, good to know. I didn't know that. So on your own on Mondays for basically the pigs, the cows, that kind of thing?
Yep.
And then Dr. Jeff's doing the horses on Thursday?
Yep. And if, you know, Thursday doesn't work for a horse person, then I'm happy to see them on a Monday as well.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
So we both kind of are pretty well-rounded. We're just trying to split it a little bit.
Split it up.
Just to make it easier for scheduling purposes.
Sure. And also, I want to remind everybody listening, all you farmers out there, Cliff Tellini, John Palmer, in Onaway, and others, and if you're listening up in the UP, a lot of farmers up there. So what you guys might want to consider doing is talking to your fellow farmers and scheduling one day together collectively. And then Dr. Jeff explained, Dr. Caitlin, that you guys are able to split the travel costs between maybe 2, 3, 4 farms that way.
Yeah, especially if they're, you know, within 5 miles of each other.
Sure.
But we can definitely make it a little bit cheaper if we're going to the same area versus, you know, all over the UP. So if you guys have friends and you're able to get together and say, hey, you know, this is the day we're all taking the afternoon off and we're going to do our farm calls together, that can definitely save you and I both a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we appreciate that. And good to know that now you're actively out there on your own and feeling pretty confident that you're able to do it on yourself on Mondays, eh?
Yeah, and I have cattle at home, and I raised goats and chickens, so I'm pretty well-rounded with the large animal side of things. So we're offering, you know, preg checks, both palpation and ultrasound. We're doing breeding soundness exams because, you know, one bull and a herd of cows, that's half your herd. If he's not working, you're not getting any calves. So
right, yeah,
different investments, you know, that we can offer services to the farmers just to make sure that they're being as successful as possible.
Yes, absolutely. Artificial inseminations and all that stuff.
Yep, correct.
Good. Excellent. Well, we appreciate you filling in for Dr. Jeff. And again, I'm going to give up the phone number. If you guys could please store this in your phone so on, you know, Saturday morning you're not texting me for Dr. Jeff's number. Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sault Ste. Marie. If you just text me Jeff, just text me Jeff for now. I got that stored in my phone. I'll send you the phone number, 906-635-5910, and I'll put it into a text message to you. So thanks, Dr. Caitlin. We greatly appreciate you coming on today.
Yep. Have a good one, guys.
You too. Bottom of the hour news of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.